Well, back home now, and beans of all sorts will come to the boil tomorrow when the Ballybunion Bean Festival takes place in County Kerry. Organised by a local group, Brilliant Ballybunion, the day will conclude with a bean-themed feast in the Barnaway Farm, just outside the town. Our reporter Peter O'Connell has been to North Kerry to find out what it's all about.
These are the beans we've been harvesting. So there's beautiful brown beans coming out of the pod there. They're delicious. Are you a broad bean fan? Do you want to taste it? Come on, give that a crunch there.
Lisa Fingleton is the co-founder of the 19-acre Barnaway, the lead artist with Brilliant Ballybunion and a veritable mine of bean-related festival information.
Well, the Ballybunion Bean Festival came from lots of conversations, and we were talking about beans and the importance of beans in terms of climate change, in terms of a climatarian diet, a plant-based diet. But we were also thinking in terms of Ballybunion, and the Bachelor Festival was here in the 70s. I suppose the Bachelor beans. And then we thought, wow, we could make a bean festival.
Gráinne Toomey is the coordinator of Brilliant Ballybunion and outlines how funding and people were sourced to make Saturday's Bean Festival a runner.
Myself and Lisa applied for the funding to Creative Ireland there a couple of years ago. Couldn't believe it when they chose us, a small little group in Ballybunion, you know, in North Kerry. What we've done is we put a call out to see if there was local people living or from here who'd like to join a kind of a two-year project, learning how to grow their own food, learning all about the biodiversity of the area and do it in a creative way. We had loads and loads of applications, and in the end we ended up with 14 steadfast, you know, people that committed to come on the journey.
On Saturday, up to 80 people will sit down for a bean-themed feast at the Barnaway Farm. Lily Toomey is a researcher, an environmental historian and a plant-based chef.
I'm not the most skilled grower. I think that was clear from the beginning of the project, so it's been nice to sort of, yeah, contribute in other ways and sort of work together with Lisa and Rina and the folks here in Barna to imagine how we can transform the beautiful food that they grow here into delicious food for people to eat.
A lot of us think of beans and tins and things like that. So just broaden our minds a small bit.
Broaden, was that a pun intended there? Very good. That's sort of 90% of the project is puns. So yeah, no, definitely. I feel like beans are overlooked or underappreciated. A lot of the way that we consume them is in cans, baked beans, that sort of thing, which are delicious, of course, but they're so versatile as an ingredient. Honestly, it's been really exciting for me to sort of imagine the different kinds of ways that we can cook beans and interpret beans and just like use them in different dishes. So for the festival, it's been really cool to imagine the feast at the end and trying to incorporate beans in different and interesting ways.
So just tell us, Lily, about that meal.
The ultimate idea is that we cook a feast for our community that was grown by our community. And so a lot of it will be incorporating stuff that's grown here in Barna, and then as well as that beans that people have been growing. So it'll be kind of a beany stew. I don't know if that really does it justice. I need to think of a catchier name for it. But yeah, it'll really be incorporating so many ingredients that are here in Barna.
There's a lot more to the Barna way than just growing beans. Rina Blake lives on the farm with her partner, Lisa.
We ended up with a deer this year in early spring, which there is no deer around here, but we ended up with a baby deer about less than a year old. We have buzzards. We think we saw a kestrel last night. We've owls come in and we have little walks through it.
But of course, there's no escaping the beans, which are growing in the polytunnels on the farm.
These are all your broad beans. Because we're certified organic, we've been growing all these from seed. So this bean, plenty seed, it's much taller than me, probably 7 to 8 foot, started probably its life last February. So you're 6 months into growth. We've been harvesting consecutively all through the last 5 or 6 weeks.
As we weather the storm.
And that's Salem performing an original song in the middle of the ancient woodland on the Barnaway Farm.
It's so magical. It's natural magic here. So this is Lig the Ski. I'm fortunate enough to be doing a residency. I think we're all going through our own personal journeys. My personal journey is a transgender person on this earth. At the end of this residency, on the 16th of this month, I get to showcase some of these songs that have come from the land. Like this song that I just sang, it's about, you know, coming home and trusting that the earth is a safe enough place to be, to grow and to be light in the most organic way, and that there's so much abundance here. And so that's what the Bean Festival is all about as well. It's a very special thing to be entwined in.
And that was Salem, ending that report from Peter O'Connell.